That's the one that got away. 8 minutes past 11 now. Time to meet our next guest on the show, Glenn Harold, who's written a new book called De-Stress Your Life in 7 Easy...
It's all about learning to take control of it. And if you know the techniques, certain techniques, if you learn them, they can be very good ways of combating, you know, simple stresses.
Okay. What are some of those symptoms of stress, though? I mean, presumably if you're not sleeping very well, those kind of things. You know, how do you know you're stressed?
Well, it can. That's one of the most obvious ones when you're not sleeping well. And if you're, you know, if you're struggling with illnesses and that kind of thing, because that's one of the worst things that stress can cause is lots of, you know, anxiety-related illnesses.
Mm.
So if that's the case, then, you know, some of the simple techniques you can use in the book will help to alleviate a lot of that and help you to feel more in control of your life.
It's fair to say not all stress is necessarily bad, is it? I mean, there are certain bits of stress that are actually quite useful to us, but a lot of stress we bring on ourselves isn't very good for us.
No, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, doing radio interviews, that brings on a little bit of stress. But, you know, it's a good thing because it helps to motivate you and to feel good and, you know, to be able to bring out the best in you. So it's all about, you know, using the power of your mind to focus yourself and to really, bring out the best in you.
Let's talk a little bit about, before we get into some of the tips here on how you can de-stress your life, let's talk a little bit about the whole hypnotherapy thing, which is an interesting one. It's one of those things I think is growing hugely in popularity. And I know you've produced lots of audio CDs, sold hundreds of thousands of them over the years. This is a silly question to ask you because I can guess what you're going to say, but does it work? Does hypnotherapy actually work in changing people's patterns on this sort of thing?
It really, really does, but it won't work with everyone the same all the time. Everybody responds to it slightly differently. And some people are very good subjects and they respond to suggestions really quickly. Other people, I mean, normally with the CDs, what happens is people will listen to them and they'll move into a new pattern of behaviour over a period of time.
Right.
It's rarely the sort of instant dramatic spectacle you sometimes see on TV.
Sure.
It's normally, so the thing to do is to work with the CD, and if you get on with it, then use it. And over time, those suggestions will become embedded in your unconscious mind and you'll respond to them.
What, I mean, with this book, there is a CD. What sort of stuff is actually on the CD then? What sort of, is it just music with messages implanted, or is it you actually talking, or what?
Well, what I've done on this particular CD is there's music to begin with to start off, and I'm talking to people very much at a normal conscious level.
Right.
And then there's 5 stages that I guide people through to take them into a very, very receptive state. And I use certain music, sounds, certain frequencies on the CDs that help to induce certain trance states. And all the time I'm speaking over the top of that. So there's lots of different ways that I've used, techniques I've used to help to, you know, achieve one aim, which is to, you know, put people into that very deep receptive state and then give them lots of suggestions to help them feel more relaxed, feel more confident, feel more in control of their life.
Right. Now, there were 7... And obviously, we can't go into all the details. You need to get the book and the CD, I guess, to do it in some detail. But let's just quickly skip through what those 7 steps are to dealing with stress, as outlined in your book. Step 1, presumably, is identifying it and finding out whether you got it or not.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, seeing... And identifying the areas of your life that, you know, are causing you stress.
Right,
okay. It can be that you're... You know, your kids are causing you stress, or
it could be financial,
your work.
Maybe. Or...
Financial, absolutely. Because there's no one thing that cures all stress-related problems. You know, stress can come at us in many different forms.
And right.
Yeah, I've covered the area of finances because that's a big issue for a lot of people.
And what you've actually done here in the different steps is each step is basically looking at a different area of stress, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And I've done that. The 7 steps in the book cover different areas.
Okay, so finances... Sorry, go on.
Sorry, on track 2 of the CD, there's 7 short tracks that also relate to each one of those steps. So, you know, and that's a short mini hypnotherapy affirmation session that really compounds the content of the book. So it's kind of, you're learning it on the conscious level and you're also taking the message in on an unconscious level through the CD.
So it's kind of a double whammy, really.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope it's going to be really effective for people.
Okay. So work and finances is one of the areas that you look at. Your home environment is another one. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, sometimes our home environments can be stressful if we've, you know, the place is very cluttered and you know, a simple technique like a spring clean and a little bit of feng shui, that can really make a lot of difference. And it can be another step in the whole holistic approach to alleviating stress in your life. Right. I mean, the main thrust of the book is very much hypnosis, but I've thrown in a few things like that because they can all make a little bit of difference. So, you know, it's very much a holistic approach.
Okay. Relationships as well. That's another area that could well cause people probably more stress than anything else, actually. Both with the family, other members of the family, your partner. All that can lead to a lot of problems and a lot of stress sometimes.
Yeah, especially in this day and age, because life is very fast and furious.
Right.
And relationships can struggle. You know, we all have, you know, issues in our life that are not 100%, and that can be an area for people that you know, can struggle with. So I've included a section on that, you know, to help people with that. And again, on track two of the CD, there's a step there that you can use to really focus on, you know, healing relationships and feeling more positive about them on the CD.
Step five in the book is all about your health, about detoxing your body, eating healthily, a holistic approach to exercise and becoming fit. The other thing I think is nowadays we are bombarded with so many messages about how this is going to kill us and that's going to kill us and how we shouldn't do that. It's no wonder we're stressed about health, is it really?
Absolutely. You're so right there, Dave, because, you know, there's a, you know, big agenda there, isn't there? From, you know, there's big companies that make lots of money from, you know, selling certain ideas. So, you know, the bottom line is if you eat healthy food and preferably organic food, I suggest in the book.
Right.
You know, you're going to stay healthy and fit, and you cut out things like sugar and stuff like that. It's so easy. You know, if you do that and you exercise regularly, then you get fit, and there's no mystique about that. You know, people can tell you what they like, but that's the absolute bottom line. So I've included some really clear steps in the book there to help people achieve that, you know, and that's another big step in alleviating stress in your life.
Now, step six in your book looks at distressing your mind, and a bit there we were talking about detoxing your body, detoxing your mind. How do you do that?
Detoxing your mind, well, that's very much about you know, going into a hypnotic trance state and really connecting with your center and clearing away all the negativity that, you know, we often get bombarded with.
Right.
And so it's really creating a very positive mindset and clearing away anxieties, worries and fears and that kind of thing. And when you do that, it's not going to change your life forever, but if you do it regularly, then it really can make a difference. And, you know, it will limit the amount of time you get stuck in anxiety phases or worrying, you know, worrying about things. And more often than not, you'll feel much more positive than you do negative. So, you know, it's kind of a, you know, one to use as often as you possibly can.
And finally, step seven in the book, de-stress your future. I was saying earlier, we were talking to a guest, and I was saying that I think the only way to live your life really is in the moment that is now, because you can't alter the past, you don't know what's going to happen in the future. But by living in the moment, you can at least be positive about what's coming up. And that is kind of key in your thoughts here, isn't it, about being positive, having a positive outlook?
Absolutely, because if you do that, if you believe the future is going to be golden, it's going to be rosy, and there's going to be wonderful things happening to you, you will attract that on a very subtle level into your life.
Right.
So it's such an important thing, you know, to project out a positive vision of your future and to have lots of goals written down and ambitions and that kind of thing, because that's going to drive you forward and help you to, you know, achieve everything you want to achieve.
I suppose the good thing about this book is that there are kind of exercises you can do as well, aren't there? And there are gaps to write bits and pieces in the book as well that you want to. The good thing about it is like the book is kind of like a practical guide to how to do it. And as you said, the CD is working on a totally different level, on a subconscious level, helping to enforce some of that. So it's quite an interesting combination of ideas, really.
Yeah, and I feel it's a really strong combination because, you know, The theory is that Einstein said we only use 10% of our brain. So, you know, if you can use the other 90% and you do that through, you know, hypnosis and visualizing and empowering yourself on that level. So when you're using that, you're really empowering yourself in a very, very deep way that's going to have a long and lasting effect. And I feel with this CD, I feel really quite pleased with it. You know, I get very, very passionate about the CDs, and I've made lots of them. But I was listening to this one the other day, and I feel quite proud of it. So I think it's going to be have a really good impact when people buy the book, and I feel it's going to really compound the messages that are in the book.
Right, which is excellent. I think we also underestimate, don't we, the power of the mind, because I'm a firm believer as well that most of the answers to the questions we've got are there already. And if we ask the right questions, a bit like a computer, the brain and the mind will give us the right answers. Very often it's about asking the right questions, isn't it?
Absolutely. And when you know these techniques and you learn to go into relaxed states, that's when you can draw out the real talent and the real genius inside you. And you find that, you know, things become a lot clearer and a lot more easy. Mm. And really that analogy you said there, Dave, is perfect. You know, whatever you feed into your brain is what's going to come out. So if you feed it full of positive messages, positive ideas, that is what you'll project out. And so it's such an important thing to do. And if you do a little bit of that every single day, you'll notice your life will change dramatically. You know,
so true. I've often said on this program that if you get up in the morning and you say, oh, I'm going to have a terrible day today, it's going to be awful, like many of us do, you will probably have a terrible day. If you get up in the morning and say, well, I'm going to have a fantastic day today, it's going to be great. Even the very way you stand and you say that is different. And it has an impact on the sort of day that you have. Now, the same things may approach you that day, but you just deal with them in a totally different way.
Absolutely. It's all about the state that you create for yourself as to what you're going to attract into you. And there's a wonderful film out called The Secret that really... gets that message across. It's on DVD and it's a fantastic. I'm nothing to do with it, but it's just.
I'll have to get that.
It's just a brilliant film that really encompasses that and gets that message across. And it's very similar to what I'm doing in the book. You know, it's all about if you believe that, you know, things are going to work out great for you and you really have that belief at a deep level, then that's exactly what you're going to attract into your life.
But there are people who would say, well, you know, I'm quite positive thinking, but no, never happens to me, never works, I don't believe it, it's all rubbish, no. What do you say to them?
It's what I would say to them is, you know, try the techniques for a month.
Okay.
Do a little bit every single day and listen to the CD every day.
Okay.
And things will definitely change, you know, because you're empowering yourself. You're drawing in lots of positive ideas and beliefs at a very, very deep core level that you will automatically respond to. You know, once those suggestions are in your unconscious, you don't even have to do anything. They will just naturally, you will naturally express yourself in a different way and attract positive things into your life. And it really, really does work. I can't emphasize that enough. It's one of those things, don't knock it until you've tried it.
Sure. Now, as someone who's obviously dealing with the mind quite a lot via hypnosis, do you find it a bit extraordinary that we seem to spend a lot of time going to the gym and looking after our body? Well, some of us do, I don't. Going to the gym, looking after our bodies and looking after what we eat, all of which, of course, is important. But we don't really spend an awful lot of time decluttering our mind and working on our mind, on our brain, do we really?
Not enough, but I'm here to change all that.
Okay.
That's kind of, you know, I feel really passionate about that subject, and I've, you know, put a lot of care and work into the CDs because I kind of feel it was a natural progression for me from becoming a hypnotherapist and being a musician to combining the two to being able to make CDs that are really effective.
Right.
And so, you know, I think the more people that are out there that, you know, and as you said earlier, you know, this subject is becoming a lot more popular, and it's because people are waking up to the power of their own potential and the fact that when they do empower themselves with positive suggestions, they can make changes and they can actually, you know, create the life that they really, really want.
Which is important. Fantastic. Well, the book is called De-Stress Your Life in 7 Easy Steps by Glenn Harrold. It includes a free hypnotherapy CD published by Ryan Books in a big paperback at $9.99. Brilliant. Glenn, it's been a real pleasure. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much. You enjoyed that.